16-year-old Palestinian teenager Mohammed Hussein Abu Khader was laid to rest after he was brutally killed and his body dumped in Jerusalem al-Quds in what many Palestinians suspect to be a revenge killing. Mohammed was kidnapped from Shu'afat refugee camp on Tuesday night and his partly burnt body found dumped in West Jerusalem. Although the perpetrators have not been found, Mohammed's family were infuriated that the Israeli authorities initially blamed his death on a family feud.
The Israeli secret services want to blame this crime on the family in order to ignite a gossip that it was due to a family feud rather than a murder in retribution. The family will go to the International Court of Justice to investigate who killed their son. We will not take the body after Friday prayers until we can get a statement from the Israelis that the crime was a national hate crime, not a civil matter.
After the boy's murder on Tuesday, violent protests broke out in the West Bank and Jerusalem, sparking fears his death would push the already tense region over the edge. As thousands attend the funeral of murdered teenager Mohammed Abu Khader, riots broke out across East Jerusalem al-Quds and the West Bank, reflecting the serious political instability in the region. Tensions have been fueled throughout the West Bank. Following 3 weeks of Israeli military incursions in the Palestinian area, the Israelis have now blocked off all entrances to Jerusalem and have forbidden any Palestinians below the age of 50 from entering.
This suffered a 45-year-old handicapped man. What could he do without hands? He just wanted to pray.
I'll stay here and keep trying and trying to go to pray in Jerusalem.
Israeli police have now surrounded all areas in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. Nell Benham for Press TV, Occupied Kalandia.